Can you tell me when you were born?
1951.
And so that makes you how old now?
65. Do I have to say that out loud?
No, it's good that you whispered it. No one will hear that.
Good, all right.
So how old were you when you had your first
child? My first, I was 40, which was quite old back then, because mm-hmm. he's 25. Well, mm-hmm. he'll be 25 at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And my second was at 43. Nice. I was considered AMA, which I thought meant...
advanced maternal age.
I thought I was going to be written up in the American Medical Association Journal. And then my obstetrician said, no, you're not famous.
Yes.
You're old.
You're right. Yes, I'm an AMA myself.
You're an AMA, yes. too. It was all over my folder. I thought I was going to be famous.
That's very funny. Like, give me a little summary of what he was like as a baby and a kid. And
it took us 4 years to figure out how to have
him. Oh.
So we went through all of that lovely procedure, mm-hmm. shots in strange restrooms all over the world when I was ready and all that horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And he was born... and looked a lot like our cat. he had the same intense gaze that she used to get when chasing a mouse. People told me that babies slept and took naps during the morning and the afternoon. Not this one. I thought, oh, I can perfect my duck a l'orange. I can write the great American novel while this child sleeps. This is going to be wonderful. I'll have time to myself. And he didn't. I put him in the little bouncy seat on the kitchen table and hung, I'll never forget it, a soft, squishy little plane thing that he could sort of see and bat at. And he just looked at me the whole time, basically saying, what are we doing now?